seen from Tarpley the last month.
He can pitch. I'd say he's in the conversation, yeah. We haven't settled on that or anything. That's still an ongoing conversation that we have not made that decision yet.
That's Aaron Boone talking about his possible pitchers and rotation as the playoffs get going. Of course, a win on Wednesday in the Bronx against the Oakland A's would set the Yankees up for another playoff appearance starting Friday night at Fenway Park against the Boston Red Sox. He was talking specifically about his young pitcher, Stephen Tarpley, who's been terrific. Yankees have guys like Justice Sheffield and Chance Adams. Those were the big names coming up. And this kid, Tarpley, has been lights out. But the bigger question is, as the Yanks get set for this big game on Wednesday, who will the starter be? Now, you and I, Bernie, were on with our good buddy Scott Stanford, Channel 11 WPIX, live from our comedy event last week.
That's right.
And I told Scott it's got to be Jay Happ. And I read some articles in the local papers this weekend. They agreed. But Boone has yet to say whether it will be Happ, Severino, or Tanaka. We go to our guy, has a great podcast here on the OG Network on WABC, frequent guest on the Bernie and Sid Morning Show, and also Giant Stringer on Sid Sports Sunday. It's our dear friend, the legend, Russ Salzberg. Good morning, Russ.
Hello, Rusty.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Listen to this. We got a nice fancy hookup.
ISDN line. Hey, Russ, give us this. If you're Aaron Boone, Severino, Tanaka, or Happ for the right to move on to play the Red Sox on Friday, who are you pitching in the Bronx against the A's on Wednesday?
I am going to go with Mr. Happ, guys, simply because since he became a Yankee, he has been the most consistent starting pitcher that they have. Now, Severino, he's got a bulldog mentality. He wants to be the guy, but And he has pitched well, much better his last three starts. Having said that, though, I still look like he's a little out of gas. And Happ, to me, would be the guy.
Happ would be the guy. And how about at catcher's position? You got Romine or Sanchez is the choice. I don't think that's been determined yet who's going to be catching.
Well, listen, we know Romine is a better defensive catcher. But the last couple of days, Sanchez has looked like the Sanchez of old. I got to tell you something, guys. Gun to head, when he's right, I think he's the best hitter on the team. The best hitter, overall hitter on the team. Having said that, though, he's had his problems. But you want to know what? If you need runs being scored, he's the guy. My bigger concern is the pitching. You know, pitching wins in the postseason. Sid, you know that. We've discussed it time and time again. My biggest problem, and we've been going back since spring training talking about the Yankees, my biggest fear was the starting pitching. Well, now the starting pitching has to show up Wednesday. Otherwise, there's not going to be any tomorrow.
No, there's no doubt. But it is worth talking about the offense. You know, it feels like we spent so much time talking about Aaron Boone and everything that went wrong with the Yankees. But in a season where they lost Judge, their best player for a long time, they lost Didi, they lost Sanchez, they lost pitchers, they lost Chapman. This team won 100 games this year, Russ, 100. They broke every offensive category. They broke the all-time home run record set by the 97 Mariners. Miguel Andujar actually broke Joe DiMaggio's record for doubles as a rookie. So you look back with all the nonsense and all the talk, and they may lose on Wednesday. This was a great season for the Yanks.
No question about it. And everybody got very excited and probably, you know, understandably so. But because they came within one game of going to the World Series last season, you know how it is, especially in New York. Okay, they're ready to win it all right away this year. And listen, they didn't have one rookie. They had two rookies in their starting lineup, Torres and Andujar. And Torres was the guy who was getting all the ink.
And by the way, Torres was the guy that hit the home run that actually broke the record.
265, you're right. But to me, what Andujar has done, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, hands down, he has to be the American League Rookie of the Year. And his home runs and his doubles, not only were the numbers impressive, but it seems like every one of them was in a clutch situation. Like, that's a big thing for a kid to be able to do.
That is huge, Russ Salzberg on the Bernie and Sid show. But Sid and my discussion earlier, the fact that they're going to be one game away from the real playoffs, I mean, and they were expected to go all the way to the World Series. If they lose in this this particular wild card game, would that be considered a disappointment?
Oh, without question, it's going to be a disappointment. Now, there's a difference between Bernie calling it a disappointment and a failure.
Right.
I find that hard to believe. You know, as Sid said before, they won 100 damn games. You can't say you were a failure. It will be an immense disappointment for all parties concerned. But a failure, listen, you know, like what happens if two guys, like 200, you get to the World Series and the two best records in each league and one guy loses.
Right.
It's not a failure, but it's a disappointment.
We have a tough time in sports for some reason. We like our team. If the Yankees lose on Wednesday, sure, it'll be disappointing. But you know what you got to do? You got to tip your cap to the Red Sox. They won 107 games this year. Has nothing to do with the Yankees. Yankees had a great year. Great year. But you got to tip your cap to the Red Sox. Let's move to the Giants. You were there yesterday. I don't want to hear about Odell Beckham Jr. Not his fault. I've watched. He was open a couple times. Eli missed him. I don't want to hear about Barkley. I don't even want to hear about the offensive line. You know, Eli Manning, the Giants have not scored 30 points now for 36 straight games. Think about that, guys. That's nearly 3 years where the Giant offense has not been able to score 30 points. And we always say this. What has been the one constant for the Giants? Who's always been, outside of last year for a couple of games, the guy behind center? It's Eli Manning. So you could take your two Super Bowls, your 50,000 yards, your 300 touchdowns, your inevitable Hall of Fame day. Take all of that. I am telling you, the biggest problem for the Giants, and it has been for years, is the goddamn quarterback.
Jeez, talk about disappointment and failure. You're ready to explode. Listen, Sid, I get it. And it has been disappointing, but when he was 25 for 29 last week for 297 and two TDs, everybody was crawling up his
feet. That's one game.
You can only see the bottom of
it. So he's had one good game and three bad games.
Well, hold on a second. I'm not saying he's had good games. Quite frankly, the team has had three lousy games and one good game, which was last week. I mean, yesterday was kind of shocking to me because they started out. They go ahead on their first possession, methodically move the ball downfield and score a touchdown. I'm saying to myself, listen, on your show yesterday on Sid Sports Sunday, what was we talking about? We were talking about if you're going to beat the Saints, you got to beat them with sustained drives. The best way to beat the Saints is keep Drew Brees off the field. I mean, for crying out loud, you're talking about the NFL's all-time completions leader. He completed 18 passes yesterday. That's not bad. Their defense played very well. I mean, Bernie made a comment before about Saquon getting touches. I agree with that.
He only got 10 passes.
He had 10 rushes.
That's
but
right.
he also had 6 receptions. So the point is, I don't care if it's laterals, forward passes, handoffs. Just give him the damn ball
right.
and let him run.
That's what I was saying.
But part of the problem is,
what's that?
It's still the offensive line, which is, are they a little improved from the first couple of weeks? Yes, but there is a long way to go for improvement.
Listen, we got to run, I agree. But I think Eli Manning is too comfortable with the dink and the dunk, doesn't look to get the ball downfield. For me, he's the major issue. Great job as always, Russell.
Excellent job.
Talk to you again throughout the week, the OG Podcast
All
Network.
All right, buddies.
Thank you, Russ.